91X News.
It's minus 8 with light snow showers at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. Syrian activists say civilians have suffered chlorine gas poisoning during an attack on a rebel-held town in Saraqik in Idlib province. Syrian Civil Defense Search and Rescue Group says that 3 of its rescuers and 6 others were injured by chlorine gas in the town, which is less than 16 kilometers from the front line with government forces. Speaking at a UN Council briefing today, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says the Syrian people should not be forgotten.
Our goal must be to end the use of these evil, unjustifiable weapons.
Toronto police have made an arrest in the death of Tess Ritchie, more than 2 months after her body was found outside a building in downtown Toronto. 21-year-old Kaylin Schlatter is charged with second-degree murder. Detective Sergeant Graham Gibson says Ritchie was killed after spending time in the city's gay village.
While she was down there, she interacted with several people, one of which was a young man that she met up with at some point, who turns out to be our suspect. And she was, in fact, last seen in his company by witnesses.
A Toronto community that has been rocked by allegations of a serial killer targeting LGBTQ individuals came together to mourn their losses Sunday night. A candlelit vigil was held at the city's Metropolitan Community Church, known as one of the first institutions to legally marry same-sex couples in Canada. Attendees lit 5 candles for the known alleged victims of 66-year-old Bruce MacArthur, who faces 5 counts of first-degree murder. A 6th candle was lit for those still unidentified, as police say more charges are likely. Senior Pastor Jeff Rock underlined the need to focus on inclusivity in the wake of the tragedies. The packed ceremony in Toronto's East End was also joined by Mayor John Tory, city councillors, and members of the Toronto Police. Canada's new Supreme Court Chief Justice says the complaint system for dealing with serious misconduct by judges needs an overhaul. Richard Wagner made the comments today in front of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Federal Justice Minister as he was officially welcomed to his new position.
It has become increasingly evident that our procedures for dealing with serious judicial conduct complaints are outmoded, slow, and opaque. Furthermore, while Canadians expect transparency and accountability, we continue to operate under 1970s models of judicial administration.
A group representing Canada's doctors says designing marijuana packaging should be left to federal officials and public health experts, not cannabis producers and distributors. Terry Pedwell gives us the details.
The Canadian Medical Association says product labeling is an important way to educate consumers, especially young people, about the risks of using marijuana. And it says consumers need to be protected from misleading health claims. The association is urging Ottawa to apply the same standards to marijuana as it does to prescription medication and prohibit health claims that are not backed by scientific evidence. Canada is expected to legalize recreational marijuana use this summer. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The number of Canadian peacekeepers deployed on United Nations missions has reached a new low. Despite repeated promises by the Trudeau government to increase Canada's contributions, Terry Pedwell explains.
The latest UN figures show Canada had just 43 peacekeepers deployed on missions at the end of December, down from 62 in November. The new figure comes despite the Liberal government having promised in August 2016 to make up to 600 Canadian soldiers and 150 police officers available for future peacekeeping missions. Canada had 112 peacekeepers in the field at the time of that promise, but rather than going up, the numbers have been steadily dropping and are currently at their lowest point since the 1950s. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Canada's ambassador to the United States says he believes NAFTA negotiators can reach an agreement in principle by the end of March. David McNaughton says enough progress has been made on the wiring and plumbing of the agreement that all 3 countries can iron out their differences on more substantial issues in the next 2 months. Two more rounds of negotiations are set to take place before presidential elections in Mexico and the U.S. congressional midterms, which observers feel could prove disruptive. McNaughton says the continued uncertainty is bad for the U.S. economy and business in general. The U.S. reportedly is drawing down its forces in Iraq. Rita Foley has more.
One senior Iraqi official says 60% of American troops currently in Iraq will be withdrawn. The plan would leave about 4,000 U.S. troops there to continue training the Iraqi military. The Iraqis say the Islamic State group has been defeated and the higher troop level is no longer needed. The militants' caliphate, as they call it, stretching across Iraq and Syria, has crumbled. But American and Iraqi officials warn Islamic State group fighters still pose a threat to local security. I'm Rita Foley.
Provincial police say two men have been charged with allegedly defrauding a northeastern Ontario town of about $800,000. Police allege the town of Kasuping, Ontario, which has a population of about 8,000, was being defrauded between September 2014 and February 2015. Police say one of the subjects of the investigation, which began in June 2017, was the owner of a solar panel company contracted by the town. A man from Napanee is charged with fraud over $5,000. A Chrysler, Ontario man faces the same charge, along with one count of breach of trust by a public officer. The men are scheduled to appear in court in March. That's QNET News on 91X2407. Sports is next.
When it comes to auto insurance, basic is another word for minimum. When an insurance company quotes you on basic coverages, they're offering you the minimum of coverages. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. We make sure you are educated on the additional coverage available to you. It's not about upselling. It's about building the right auto coverage customized to your needs and your budget. Come see us at Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Now in sports. Eagles head coach Doug Patterson is bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia. Ryan Burrow has more.
Just hours after his Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl in franchise history, head coach Doug Peterson says it really hasn't sunk in yet.
I think it's just a little more special waking up today, knowing that you've accomplished something that you set out way back in April.
Asked who will be his starting quarterback on opening day 2018, Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles or injured standout Carson Wentz, Peterson saying,
"We're just going to enjoy this moment. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to get on this plane, go back to Philadelphia. We're going to celebrate with our fans back in Philly."
Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Minneapolis.
The managers of Martin Luther King Jr.'s estate are defending using his words in a Super Bowl commercial. Jason Nathanson has more.
The commercial used a sermon from 50 years ago to sell Ram trucks.
"He who is greatest among you shall be your servant."
Then he quickly pointed out that in that same sermon, Reverend King railed against advertising and cautioned against spending too much on cars. The manager of King's estate, which oversees licensing his words, says they found the ad embodied Dr. King's philosophy that true greatness is achieved by serving others. The King Center, run by his daughter, says they are not okay with using King's words in ads. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Locally, the Wellington Dukes face off tonight against the Coburg Cougars at 7 o'clock. In NHL action, the Toronto Maple Leafs open a five-game homestand hosting the Anaheim Ducks. Toronto had its four-game win streak snapped with a 4-1 loss to Boston on Saturday, while Anaheim is coming off a 5-2 road defeat to Montreal on Saturday. The Edmonton Oilers close out a five-game homestand hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. Edmonton is 2-1-1 over that stretch, while Tampa Bay is a tidy 19-8-2 on the road this season. The Raptors get the day off today before an important home matchup tomorrow. Toronto beat the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday in the second game of a four-game homestand. The Raps are the NBA best 21-4 at the Air Canada Centre this year. Tomorrow, Toronto hosts the Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics, who trail by two games for the Eastern Conference lead. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville tonight is becoming cloudy this evening with a 60% chance of flurries overnight and a low of -9. At 4:10, it's -8. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, QNET News, next on 91X at 5.